Toronto, Canada's main stock index closed lower Monday as the price of oil and other resources fell, while U.S. stock markets were mixed. Commodities are under a little bit of pressure, said Angelo Korkafas, investment strategist at Edward Jones. Really, it's tied to concerns around the Delta virus strain, and the concern is that it could potentially hamper demand growth. The S&P/TSX Composite Index ended down 38 points at 20,437.42, after closing at a record high on Friday, with both energy and materials stocks down. They are more levered to Chinese growth, and there are some concerns that new potential restrictions in Asia, and particularly China, may translate into lower demand for fuel, or reduced mobility in the region, said Korkafas. In New York, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 106.66 points at 35,101.85. The S&P 500 index was down 4.17 points at 4,432.35, while the Nasdaq Composite was up 24.42 points at 14,860.18. The September crude oil contract closed down $1.80 at $66.48 per barrel Monday, which followed on a 7.5% price drop last week for the largest weekly drop since October, said Korkafas. The September natural gas contract was down 8 cents at $4.06 per MMBTU. The TSX Energy Index was down 2.12% amid a widespread retreat on the index, including Suncor Energy Inc. down 2.39% and Cenovus Energy Inc. down 2.16%. The materials index was down 1.66% as the December gold contract ended down $36.60 at $1,726.50 an ounce, and the September copper contract was down 5.9 cents at nearly $4.29 a pound. Along with global demand concerns, precious metals were also hit by a strengthening U.S. dollar, and the encouraging labor market data in the United States that pushed up Treasury yields Friday with some follow-through Monday, said Korkafas. Last week U.S. jobs numbers beat expectations, while on Monday the U.S. Department of Labor said there was a record number of job vacancies at over 10 million, he said. All this points to momentum behind the labor market, he said. The strength of the U.S. economy also put continued pressure on the Canadian dollar, which traded for 79.59 cents U.S. compared with 79.68 cents U.S. on Friday. This report by the Canadian Press was first published August 9, 2021. Companies in this story, TSX, GSPTSE, TSX, CADUSD equals X. The Canadian Press.